following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wolverine.com on three, and the Huge Show present the Michigan Football Big Ten Championship Game Preview Show. Inside this hour, we'll break down the matchup against Iowa with the entire team from the Wolverine.com and on three. To get this hour started, here's the huge one, Bill Simonson.
Thank you, Eric Zane. The voice of Michigan football. The sounds of a championship season. Eric Zane Show podcast. That would be Zane Show podcast. Getting us started. Three straight hours with Chris Ballas in a moment and the entire Wolverine.com team. And on three, we will break down the Hawkeyes. Now a 10.5 point gift from Michigan. So the Wolverines on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board, a 10.5 point favorite, 8 p.m. kickoff tomorrow night in Indy. And we'll talk to Anthony Broom coming up in about 25 minutes from the Wolverine.com. I mentioned Ballas will check in from Lucas Oil Stadium. John Borton from the Wolverine.com. Doug Skeen, who does the Michigan football podcast every week with Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com. Everybody. It's from the Wolverine.com. Ivan Mazel, who's one of the great college football insiders nationally, for On Three. He'll be by. We'll give you the Iowa perspective on the game. I did get a tweet from somebody at Huge Show, by the way. Your comments and predictions. I said Michigan 27, Iowa 10. I put the huge prediction out like I do each and every Friday. I was the only guy in the media to predict Michigan over Ohio State. A lot of people tried to claim that they did it after the fact. Show me the proof. 27-10 Michigan. They will win the Big Ten. They will at worst be what? The two seed if Georgia beats Alabama. But man, I was breaking down all these championship games starting tonight. You get Oregon and Utah really playing for the Rose Bowl. And I think Alabama can beat Georgia. They have a better offense. Georgia has the best defense in America. You know, it's quasi-neutral site. There's more pressure on Georgia than Alabama. So now the big question is, with Bryce Young and Aiden Hutchinson, I think the Heisman Trophy comes down to those two. The Walter Camp College Football Player of the Year Trophy comes down to what those two do in their respective games on Championship Saturday. So I need your huge predictions, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain, comment on the game, make your prediction, text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21,000. Yeah, 27-10 covers the spread on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, Big Board. Which, by the way, always use that promo code HUGE. When you download it, new users will always get the hookups. I took Michigan and laid the 10.5. I think that's easy. I did get that tweet that somebody said the last two times Michigan has been number two, they have lost to what team? And it was Iowa. I think, just like the Ohio State game last week, if that was in Columbus, I don't know if Michigan wins. If this was the game to win the Big Ten and it was in Iowa City, you might be concerned. It's a neutral site. I think the Michigan fan, with not ever being there in Indy, the ticket demand, paying what you need to do to be there, I think that's going to be a 70% Michigan house. I really do. Because Iowa didn't know until Wisconsin got beaten. They probably weren't planning their fan base. They weren't planning on it. I think some Michigan fans are probably smart saying, I'll take the chance, right? I'll buy Big Ten championship tickets, even on the secondary markets. And then if they don't get there, I'll sell them to Ohio State fans. So a lot to get to, man. I do want to thank everybody from the Wolverine.com on three. I mentioned Ballas here in a few moments. Anthony Broom will make his huge radio network debut. Superfly says he's awesome on air. I go, how do you know that? He goes, I talked to him on the phone. Thank you, Superfly. Ivan Maisel, he's a legendary college football insider with On3. He'll be by in less than an hour. Clayton Safey, another debut. TheWolverine.com. These guys have hit the big leagues. Tom Caker. Is it Caker? Caker? It's like the Seattle's at the Kraken or the Kraken. Is it Kraker? All right, thank you, Superfly. I appreciate it. He's an Iowa insider. He'll be by Skeen, Borton, and then we'll wrap up the show with E.J. Holland, one of the great recruiting insiders when it comes to high school football in America. He's with TheWolverine.com. What'd you say the name was? Kaka? Kaka? And Chris Ballas will tell us. It's his buddy from Iowa. What's how do you say his name?
It's Tom Caker with a T at the end.
Oh, the T. You didn't put a damn T. You had K-A-K-E-R, Superfly. Put a T.
Okay.
Your chicken scratch. How'd you get out of elementary school with handwriting like this?
He's a great guy, and he's a great insider for Iowa. That's a class program under Kirk Ferentz, and he's one of the best beat writers that I've ever come across, and a great guy. So you'll have a good time with him, man. It's going to be a great show for you, Billy. I'm really proud of these guys.
Yeah, and hats off to TheWolverine.com and also On3 and that new merger and partnership. And to the listeners, perfect time to sign up with the Big Ten title game tomorrow night. Everything happening with Michigan. They just added Ant Wright as their college basketball and University of Michigan Hoops Insider. $1 to sign up right now. Just go to TheWolverine.com. You can get all that info. You talked about a class program. I agree with Ferentz. And they're probably more surprised to be in the title game than Michigan. No one thought Wisconsin would go lose to Minnesota. Before we get to the breakdown of the game, what do you think the house is going to be tomorrow night at Lucas Oil? 70-30 Michigan fans?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, brother. I said 65-70% because Michigan's never been there. They've been waiting for this opportunity. When I went down to Atlanta for the Final Four, Michigan fans took that place over. That's a 10-hour drive, right, or whatever it is, and you could not find a ticket, and that place was absolutely packed with Michigan fans and so many more Michigan fans. That was for Michigan basketball. This is Michigan football, and it's 4 hours away, and people were starving for this. They've been starving for this. It will be at least 70% Michigan. Iowa, I think, was waiting to see what happened with Wisconsin. Now, before the year began, I would have thought Iowa had a good shot, but I certainly thought that Wisconsin was going to beat Minnesota and be set up the rematch with Michigan in the title game. That didn't happen, so Iowa fans were scrambling. They travel well, Bill, but there just aren't very many rooms here, and then the tickets were really hard to come by. So this will be a heavy pro-Michigan crowd on Saturday night.
Yeah, I love the Indianapolis Colts tweeting out a picture of Harbaugh in a Colts blue jersey saying, Jim's back in town, but with a different color blue. I thought that was pretty cool that I retweeted earlier today. Man,
Yeah. There
for the first time, the emotional high of beating Ohio State. I think the biggest question going in, mentally, physically, where is this Michigan team at?
Yeah, you nailed it. And I don't know if you saw our podcast with Chris Hutchinson, Doug Skeen, my podcast partner, and I, former All Big Ten offensive lineman. He played with Chris Hutchinson, Aiden's dad, for Michigan back in the early 90s. And we had Chris on there, and he said the day after the Ohio State game, he said they celebrated Sunday. He said Monday he was all up on film watching Iowa. He was really impressed with how hard they played. Now, this is not a team that's nearly as talented as Ohio State, especially offensively. It's like a rock fight, right, when you're playing these guys, average 299 yards a game and have a really hard time moving the ball. But they play hard. But those guys, and he said Aiden wasn't the only one. All of these guys were really heavily involved in watching film, preparing for this game, because they understand that it's not over and that they've got one more game to win. So, but they're right there on the doorstep, number two in the college playoff, top seven, right behind Georgia. It's unbelievable with the kind of season that Jim Harbaugh's had and the way he responded. He got his edge back, Bill. And that's what you and I always talked about in the preseason. That's where it starts. Harbaugh getting his edge back, getting the culture back to where it needed to be, and he certainly did a great job of that.
By the way, that conversation with Skeen, Chris Hutchinson, the former Wolverine offensive lineman and the father of Aiden Hutchinson, who looks like He could win the Heisman, Walter Camp, if he has a big game tomorrow, and maybe even be a Lion for life. We'll touch on all that later in the conversation. Don't want to kill the buzz when we get to the Lions conversation. We'll save that for the end. You can hear that conversation at thewolverine.com. They are taking over the Huge Show. It's all Michigan, Iowa, start to finish today. Your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. If you miss any of this, wherever you download podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, iHeart, and more, you'll be able to hear it leading up to the game tomorrow night. Maybe you'll be driving down to Indy tomorrow because of the hotel space. You'll probably have a lot of fans driving in and out of Indy with its proximity here to Ann Arbor, Detroit Metro, and the west side of the state. Biggest game. I know the Ohio State was the biggest moment, I think, for the Harbaugh era, but it's obvious that this Iowa Big Ten title game, biggest game for Harbaugh as head coach at Michigan?
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's the biggest game since the last biggest game, which was last week. And haven't won a Big Ten title since 2004. Wow. To beat Ohio State, yeah, to get here, you had to beat Ohio State, and that was the big one. It's the rivalry game. But now you got to finish the job. Otherwise, you're just the third, like the bronze medalist, right? You've got to finish it and get to that next step. I said after they lost to Michigan State, I said the only way to really come to grips with it and to make that irrelevant would be to beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten championship. If they had beaten Ohio State, guess where they'd be? Or beaten Michigan State, they'd be number two anyway, Bill. So they're right where they would be winner, having won or lost that game. So now you've got the big rivalry win over your hated rival, and you've got an opportunity here, though, not just for the Big Ten title, but to make some noise in the playoff. I think they would be favored in that semifinal game. Get to that championship game, probably against a Georgia team that's outstanding, standing, and take your chances and see what happens. So, but you gotta win tomorrow to get there. And I'll tell you what, they are going to come out fighting. Iowa always gives Michigan fits, usually at Iowa. But these guys play hard. They're well coached and fundamentally strong. Wait for you to make mistakes, but that's why I feel good about Michigan's chances tomorrow, Bill. Because Michigan is not a team that has beaten itself like it has in the past 3 or 4 years. They have an identity. They can run the ball. They can out tough you too. I think they'll match up pretty well toe to toe with Iowa.
Chris, I go back to that Michigan State loss, and I've had this conversation with a lot of buddies who are Michigan fans. I don't know if they have this same edge if they would have won that game. That loss put them in the bunker. They knew what they had to do, and they really have been a different team since that point.
They were pissed off, Bill, I'll be honest. You know, they got the latest Big Ten apology. We're sorry we blew the major call in the first half and everything else. And they said, we don't care. We're going to take it out on everybody. This was their quote. We're going to take it out on everybody who we see from here on out. And they've done that. And they've done it. It's been unbelievable. Coming back at Penn State, unbelievable the difference between past years and this year. Because in the past, when things started to go south, you thought, okay, here we go again. But when that happened at Nebraska this year, when it happened against Penn State, when they had some major things go wrong in the second half of both of those games, they were able to bounce back. That's the resolve that's been lacking in this program. But these seniors said, nope, it's not going to happen again, not this time. Same thing with Ohio State when things started to go south there, when Cade McNamara threw an interception in the first half, they rallied. So that's been the huge difference in this program, and I think you're right about that. I think that really strengthened their resolve, got them back on track. And when we saw them before that Ohio State game, Bill, I picked them to lose, but when we saw them and how jacked up they were, like, okay, this is different. We aren't going to lose. They certainly played that way, and you could see it on the field all game.
Think about this battle-tested Michigan team, and that's why you're not going to count them out. If they beat Iowa, which I'm predicting tomorrow night, they get to the Final Four, you won't count them out of any game because of at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, at Penn State, the Ohio State game, the emotion, the drama of getting a 16-point lead against Michigan State, who is a top 11 team still, even with that ugly loss to Purdue. And you found a way to rally, rescue your season, and you're a win away from being Big Ten champions. I don't know, maybe the national championship team, and we had Skeen on earlier this week, and we'll have Doug on again today from the Wolverine.com Michigan football podcast you do every week with him. Has there been a more resilient Michigan football team that you can remember compared to this 2021 group?
Yeah, that was a good one. 1999 Michigan is right up there. They had a loss to Illinois after they'd lost to Michigan State, too, but they bounced back with a win over Ohio State. Tom Brady willed them to a win against Alabama. But that's the culture that you're supposed to have in Michigan. That's supposed to be a given, Bill. And, you know, the way that they folded, you had guys on this in this program that were thinking about their next step and not about winning for Michigan. And I know it sounds cliche and corny and everything else, but in talking to Chris Hutchinson and Doug Skeen, guys who played here, they got it, and they understood what I was saying when I mentioned that you had some prima donnas in this program that really didn't care as much whether they won or lost as, you know, not playing banged up or, you know, making sure they got their paycheck down the road. So to me, that's where it started with Harbaugh, and I wrote that at the beginning of the year. You got to get these guys back. You got to get the locker room back. And I think the hires he made, like Mike Hart and Ron Bellamy, and he had a conversation with Ward Manuel before the season, Jim Harbaugh did, and Ward asked him flat out, what are you going to do to beat Ohio State? And he said, I'm going to get guys in here who know how to do it and who have done it, surround myself with guys like that. Those are two great examples of Michigan guys who have had that success. I think it changed the culture. And Mike Hart is a no-nonsense guy in that locker room. Everybody we've spoken with said, hey, whenever we got to the point where maybe guys were messing around or not focused, Mike Hart was right there in their faces. So I think he'll be a great head coach someday. But to his credit, Jim Harbaugh found the formula. It took him a while, but he found that formula. And the kids that he won with, the kind of kids like at Stanford that were flat-out football players is what he would call them. And he got the formula right after 7 years, and here we are.
You know, outside of some flat quarters against, you know, the opener against Western, the Rutgers game, the second half, you know, Northwestern, maybe the first half. The games they needed to show up, when they had to show up, including Washington at the time, and granted, Washington was coming off that loss to Montana. It still was a primetime game. They made a statement nationally. This team, except for when they were up 16 on Michigan State, they have just been there and done what they needed to do to post a W.
Yeah, and even then it took some unbelievable plays for Michigan State, a 4th-and-2 fade from, you know, 40 yards out, and otherwise that game's over. And, you know, so it took a lot of good fortune. Even Ohio State, they had 3 bounces go their way in that game. I can't remember the last time they put the ball on the carpet against Michigan and it didn't bounce right back to them. A couple catches that were just fantastic, and they needed those just to compete in that game. So, but to their credit, this Michigan team, the focus that they had, even against Rutgers, when Rutgers was threatening there late in the game, they made the plays that they needed to make. And again, that's not something that past Michigan teams have done. And that's one of the reasons, you know, they had to convince us. And Doug Skeen, too, who you've talked to, he said, you know what, I'm not going to be fooled again. I'm not drinking the blue Kool-Aid, was his comment. But he's all in now because he's seen the traits in this team and in this program that we used to see back in when they refused to lose. And to his credit, that's something that I saw out of Mark D'Antonio's teams at Michigan State. When he was there, you thought you left them for dead, but they never quit and they always played hard. So that's what you expect here. That's what we saw this year. Now the key going forward, Bill, is to make sure it happens every game from here on out, which I'm sure it will, but then in the future. You've got young guys that have learned from this. You've got to keep it going and continue to build that culture the way it used to be.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joining us from Indianapolis, Michigan, Iowa in the Big Ten title game on Saturday night at Lucas Oil Stadium. Wolverines down to a 10.5-point favorite over the Hawkeyes on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Big board. You can follow everything leading up to the game, during the game, after the game. Who knows, college football playoff or the Rose Bowl. Michigan hoops, they're struggling. Michigan hockey is one of the top 5 teams in America. Women's basketball doing great. So much at TheWolverine.com. And with their new partnership with On3, now is a time to sign up. Only $1 for the year. All the details at TheWolverine.com. And Chris is leading off the takeover. We're going to hear from the entire Wolverine.com crew. Also from On3, Ivan Maisel and Tom Kakert, Iowa Insider. From Indy, your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word Huge to 21,000. I made my Huge prediction earlier this morning, 27-10, Michigan over Iowa. Chris, before I let you go, what's your prediction?
Yep, I've got 24-13. I think Michigan's got too much firepower, and I just don't know how Iowa's going to score, Bill, unless they get some help, and that's not something that Michigan has been doing this year. So if Iowa can run the ball and line up heavy and try to run the ball and shorten the game, I think they got a shot if Michigan makes some mistakes, but I think Michigan's going to match their intensity. They're going to move the ball well. They've got a goal here, Bill, and I think they're going to fulfill it tomorrow night.
I think Iowa's going to look at Northwestern and Rutgers, those two games that got ugly and slow. Second half against Rutgers, first half against Northwestern. I think Ferentz and his staff will focus on those two games beginning at 8 p.m. on Saturday night in Indy. Injury update, how healthy, who's in, who's out for Michigan for the championship tilt?
Yeah, the only ones, Jermon Green, still gimpy, but he's expected to play, and Blake Corum, the same thing. He's got that ankle injury, Bill, and we saw it last week. He didn't have the breakaway speed, but he's still going to play. He's not going to be 100% until that semifinal game if they get there or the bowl game, but he'll be ready to go. You'll see a heavy dose of Hassan Haskins tomorrow night.
Yeah, Haskins, one of the best running backs in America, maybe two best running backs in America, you can make the argument, are here in the state of Michigan. Kenneth Walker at Michigan State, Haskins at Michigan. And how about before we're done, Corum's run was so big, a pivotal point in that game, and you knew he wasn't healthy, and he still found a way to help his team.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You had guys in the past that would have been sitting out that game, Bill, with an injury like that. There was no way he was going to miss that game. That was a three-play, 81-yard drive all on the ground, and that play was critical. This kid is about as good as it gets, and they're going to have him probably for another 2 years after this. So future is bright, I think, for that Michigan offense.
Chris Ballas joining us from the Wolverine.com to take over the show, the Big Ten Championship Preview. Remember the dollar deal to sign up. Go to thewolverine.com for all the info. I just got a text from Clayton Safey. Dear Bill, I just wanted to tell you, outside of writing for thewolverine.com, my appearance later today on your show is one of the biggest moments in my life.
And I bought him dinner at St. Elmo's last night, so what does that tell you?
Did you take the whole crew out? Were you like the big shooter? Were you walking in? Were you De Niro, Pacino? Go, hey, St. Elmo's, I want the hot horseradish for my friends right here. Okay.
Exactly, and it was hot as hell too, buddy. I got to tell you, it's everything advertised.
So. I've had it. It cleans out your nostrils.
It does, and it was fun, man. And these kids deserve it, man. These guys worked their butts off for us, and it was a pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
Hit that expense account big time down in Indy. It'll be amazing if they win tomorrow night. Chris, thanks for helping set up this takeover. It's one of the big days we'll witness tomorrow in Michigan football history, going in and what happens. And if they win, they're assured there'll be no debate Sunday at noon for that college football playoff selection and bowl show. If they do lose by chance, Chris, final comment here, and then we'll get to a network TO. Are they assured the Rose Bowl if they lose?
No. In fact, Iowa would go to the Rose Bowl because they're the Big Ten champion.
Gosh, yeah, so, that's right. It's not the Ohio State. They were assured the Rose Bowl if Ohio State would have been in the Final Four, right?
Exactly. Yep. So that would probably push Michigan to a New Year's Six game, and then we'll see what happens with Michigan State. But, so tomorrow, there's a lot at stake tomorrow, but they aren't thinking about losing, Bill. I can promise you the only thing they're thinking about is getting into that playoff and continuing to win.
Actually, if by chance Michigan lost, they could push Michigan State out of a New Year's Six Bowl.
Right. Yeah, that's a possibility. But, Michigan State's going to be rooting for Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah, they're big fans. I think Graham Couch was on the show for the Lansing State Journal 2 days ago, and he said the State fans would rather end up in the Red Box Bowl if it meant Michigan losing.
Is that really a stretch? I don't think that's a stretch, to be honest with you. It's tough to root for your rival, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of Michigan fans sit around the old TV and root for Michigan State in any sport.
No, exactly. It's part of the rivalry. You know, it is what it is.
Chris, enjoy the night in Indy. I know you get to bed early. You're writing a lot of stories and overseeing everything with the crew. I don't want you and Clayton Safey and Anthony Broom to end up getting too crazy in downtown Indy, okay? You got work to do.
Buddy, there are no promises. This is the first time, you know. So, if I need bail money, I'll give you a call.
Just go to thewolverine.com/bailout Chris, Clayton, and Anthony.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, man. But again, no guarantees.
And Skeen showed up, and here we go. Welcome to Hangover 4, Indy.
Skeen would be the guy that kept us all in line. I promise you that.
Yeah, I've seen you and Skeen in line together. You're great on the golf course. You're great on the podcast. You're wonderful friends. I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you, man. And thanks for being such a great friend of the Wolverine.com, Bill. It really means a lot.
And congrats on the partnership with On3. And I do want to welcome in Ant Wright, who's been one of our basketball insiders. He built his own brand. He's done a great job, and now he'll oversee high school hoops recruiting and cover college and Michigan basketball for On3. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. Shannon Terry, the CEO of On3, we've known him for a long time. He's the best of the best, Bill. We've already got more subscribers now at On3 than we had at Rivals when we were there, and we're just continuing to grow. We got a juggernaut going thanks to this young talent we're bringing in and guys like Ant Wright. It's been a lot of fun.
The dollar for the year deal is there at thewolverine.com, all the details and info, and we'll remind you throughout the broadcast here on this Big Ten Championship football preview, the Wolverines and the Hawkeyes. Chris, enjoy that Friday night in Indy and the game tomorrow, and we'll talk Monday on the huge show across Michigan.
Sounds great. Thanks, Billy.
All right, Chris Ballas joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with University of Michigan football and University of Michigan athletics. You can gear up for Michigan, quality license, official team gear, huge selection. Before you go to the game tomorrow, before a watch party at your house or friend's house, all the gear you need for Michigan inside the team gear department at your local Meijer. And if you're throwing a house party or you need to bring your favorite beverages, snacks, or food to friends or family, everything you need is inside your local Meijer. On the way, Anthony Broom will make his huge radio network debut. He's another Michigan insider at thewolverine.com. Within 40 minutes, Ivan Maisel from On3, national college football writer. His thoughts on the Big Ten championship game. Clayton Safey later. Tom Cakert, Iowa football insider. Doug Skeen, former Wolverine. He does the Michigan football podcast with Ballas. John Borton, senior columnist and insider for thewolverine.com. And E.J. Holland, who handles all of the football recruiting news at thewolverine.com before we end this broadcast. I need your huge predictions on the game. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and opt in on that huge text chain. Text the word huge to 21,000.
You're listening to the Michigan Football Big Ten Championship Game Preview with the team from thewolverine.com and On3 on The Huge Show across Michigan.
The holiday season is here, and that means it's time to stop into your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store and stock up on this season's must-have automotive items for great selection and low holiday prices. You can rely on your local Auto Value Auto Parts store. And if you can't find what you're looking for, gift cards are always available for any amount. So shop for the big gifts and for those smaller stocking stuffers too at your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. It's a Friday takeover on the show by the team from thewolverine.com and On3 previewing Michigan and Iowa Saturday night in the Big Ten Championship football game in Indy. My huge prediction, Michigan 27, Iowa 10. You can make your prediction at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. We originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. Each and every day, they're a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Go check in with Anthony Broom from the Wolverine.com team. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line down in Indy, getting ready for the Wolverines, a win away from being Big Ten champions. So far, how's the experience been down in Indiana?
Really good. The hospitality's been great so far. Like Chris said, I think Michigan fans are kind of ready to take this place over, but some of the Iowa fans we've talked to are excited, and they expect to come out in pretty big numbers too, so good experience. We all did the St. Elmo's thing last night, so got that out of the way. Started on the right foot, but yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a big weekend.
Once Michigan beat Ohio State and the scoreboard said zeros, red zeros, what were your first thoughts? So, and when you heard Iowa was going to be the opponent, your initial thoughts last Saturday night about the Big Ten title game and where you're at today?
Yeah, I mean, well, the initial thoughts when the clock hits here on the Michigan game was a lot of four-letter words, and I can't believe they actually went out and did that, because it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just one of those fluky, like, you know, last-minute wins. Like, they beat the crap out of that team for 60 minutes, and it probably wasn't as close as the score indicated. You know, when the opponent wound up being Iowa, I felt like that was, again, that was kind of another break in Michigan's way. I mean, I know they had already beaten Wisconsin earlier this year, but Wisconsin down the stretch wasn't the team it was when they played in week four, week five, whatever it wound up being. And it's hard to beat a team twice in 1 year. So Iowa, I think, is they're similar to Wisconsin. I think the way we described it on the podcast this week, they're kind of like a diet Wisconsin, or like a, you know, that's, I don't know how to really put it other than that. They do a lot of similar things. They're a physical football team. They're a smart football team. They're pretty well-rounded in terms of what they bring to the table, but you know, still kind of one of those trademark Kirk Ferentz teams. So, like I said, it's going to be, you know, Michigan, I think this is a better matchup for them. I think the 10.5 point spread is one that, to me, makes sense. But I was the type of team where, you know, they can play, they can give you a, you know, they can operate on short fields on offense and flip the field on special teams. And, you know, they're the type of team where if you're not ready, you know, a turnover here, a three and out there, you go to the locker room with a bit of a bloody nose and look at the scoreboard and you're down 10-0. So Michigan has to be on high alert. It's not. I like the way that Jim Harbaugh put it earlier this week when he said it's like, you know, getting past the Russians and then having to go out and win the gold medal game. So a lot of business. I don't think it's in the DNA of this team to overlook Iowa. It sounds like they've had a good week of prep and a good week of practice. But, yeah, I think this is a good matchup for Michigan.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that 10-0 halftime score, because that's my thought. If you got down two scores to Iowa and they were able to run the football, it would be tough for Michigan to come back. It would.
Yeah, and we haven't really, you know, Michigan's played a lot of different styles of games. They won what was kind of a shootout at Nebraska where they had to help hold them off. They held off Rutgers in what wound up being a second-half rock fight. You know, the Penn State game was, you know, an old-school throwback type of Big Ten game. But what we really haven't seen this year, really, I don't think Michigan, they haven't trailed much, if at all, if memory serves me correctly, but they definitely haven't been down two scores. And that's the one question I would have about this team, is that if they get down two scores, you know, can they flip that script and get back on track? So, yeah, you definitely don't want to go down. I mean, you can afford to give up an early score, but you got to, it can't snowball. And that's what, you know, that's something else that I think they've done a really nice job of all year, is that, you know, in the past, a lot of Michigan teams, when that first mistake happens, you see it on the sideline, you see the demeanor, it goes to, oh, well, here we go again. And all of those things start to pile up on them. This team has done a really nice job of compartmentalizing everything they do on the field, moving past the mistakes that they've made on the field. And
like I said, when they've needed someone to make a play, whether it's Cade McNamara putting a drive together or Eric Aull, you know, getting free down the field for a touchdown, or Hassan Haskins putting his shoulder down and you know, blowing through guys on the last drive of the game. They've been able to make plays when they needed to. So, like I said, I just don't foresee a scenario where they're getting, you know, they're playing from too far behind.
I agree. That's why the spread, whether Michigan wins by 10, a couple touchdowns, I have a 27-10. I think it'd be tough to blow out a team like Iowa and the way Kirk Ferentz plays everything close to the vest. And the mission of this team is there. They've had a couple, like you said, slow halves, first half against Northwestern, second half against Rutgers, maybe the first quarter to start the season against Western. You're like, whoa, what's this team going to be like? And then they put on a show after that. But they're focused now, and they have confidence, and they have a swagger that I haven't seen for a while with both sides of the football. We've seen a great defense with Bush and Winovich, but this offense has some swagger. The defense has swagger. The special teams have swagger. Harbaugh has it back on the sidelines. You know, what they did at the end of that third quarter at Wisconsin was a visual that really set up this team and told us where they were going.
Yeah, you know, when you look back on the story of what this season has been, especially if they're able to go out there Saturday and close the deal and finish this off, I think a lot of people will look at that as kind of the moment where it felt, you know, quote unquote, different. I haven't been to a ton of those big games on the road, but the few I have been on, you know, they be down on the field, and you know, when things didn't go their way, you could just see like the deer in the headlights look in their eyes, and guys looking at each other or blank looks on their face or looking to the sideline. This group doesn't have any of that. Now the coaching staff, Jim Harbaugh deserves a lot of credit. You know, he deserves a ton of credit for the way he was able to hit the reset button and bring in younger assistants, guys that are hungry, guys who are good teachers of the game, guys who are improved communicators from the guys that were there before. You know, he deserves credit for that, but what it was going to take to do what they did to, you know, put themselves in line to win a Big Ten title, put themselves, give themselves a chance to beat Ohio State, it was going to take a special group of guys. And, you know, like I said, the character, you mentioned it, the character of the team, the cohesiveness of the team, I haven't seen this from any team in any sport that I've kind of followed over the last several years. I mean, they are together. They are where they are by sheer force of will. And I think that goes, you know, to the top with their head coach. I think Aiden Hutchinson, I think, is, you know, as great of a player as he is, I think he's an A-plus leader, an A-plus human being, some a guy that a lot of those guys look up to, and he's the engine of this team. And they have just, what happened last year was bad and not acceptable, and the guys that were left behind said, we're tired of this crap, we're not going to let it happen again. And the work starts now. The work starts here in January in winter workouts to get better 1% every single day. And, you know, they've just stacked a lot of good days together. And this season is a testament that if you just start somewhere and get a little bit better every day, that's the other thing about this team too, Bill, is that from week one to week, whatever it is, 14 now, they've gotten better as a football team every single week. I mean, this isn't the team that struggled against Rutgers or the team that needed to keep scoring points at Nebraska to win. They've gotten better every single week, and that's a testament to every single person in that building.
One final thought here with Anthony Broom, who's joining us, and he's with thewolverine.com. He's an insider when it comes to the Wolverines, all sports, and the Big Ten. I retweeted this from Michigan Football, a quote from Jim Harbaugh. I am so incredibly sorry. I know there are no words. The families and community of Oxford are in need of every prayer that we can possibly offer them. Lifting you all up before the one who conquered death. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head football coach, hashtag Oxford Strong. And then the Travis Myrie number 42 sticker will be on their helmets to honor one of the victims at Oxford High School. That's bigger than any win-loss, bigger than anything that's happened this season. And well done by Michigan. Lions also are going to wear a decal on their helmet, and they will honor the victims in Oxford, Michigan. But I love the quote there from Harbaugh. Anthony, thank you so much. Great job in your debut on the Huge Radio Network. Enjoy the weekend in Indy.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, Anthony. Broom. Solid. On air, like with Ballas and Safey and Borden. These guys are good. Hey, they're like the PGA Tour. These guys are good. Speaking of the Wolverine.com, they're taking over the entire broadcast as we preview the Big Ten Championship football game with Michigan and Iowa. They have that $1 deal right now with their new partnership with On3. They're offering up the Wolverine.com for a buck. Get the details right now at thewolverine.com. To the callers online, your huge predictions on the game are next.
You're listening to the Michigan Football Big Ten Championship Game Preview with the team from thewolverine.com and On3 on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Lions fans are the greatest fans in all of pro football, and BetMGM is celebrating them with a special offer on their favorite team. Sign up with BetMGM using my code SHEPBET100 and make any $1 wager on the Lions game. Once the bet is placed, you'll receive $100 in free bets. It's that simple. Then check out fan-friendly promotions like special odds boosts, early cash-out offers, sweepstakes giveaways, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET100 to receive $100 when you make any $1 wager on the Lions game. Lions fans, now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. It's a Wolverine.com takeover. The entire team joining us, previewing Michigan and Iowa tomorrow night in the Big Ten Championship game in Indy. I need your predictions. I said 27-10 Michigan. Drop your predictions at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Make your predictions. Text the word HUGE. Out of 21,000, more on the way with Ivan Maisel from On3, National College Football Insider, Clayton Safey from TheWolverine.com, and Tom Kakert, who's an Iowa insider, a Hawkeye perspective on the game. Now, if you've missed any interview, they're free 24/7 at TheHugeShow.net.
Big, bad, huge.